question. Launched with his helmet.
That's going to be on Merriweather.
Personal foul. Number 31 of the defense. Helmet-to-helmet contact on the defense.
In a crackdown on helmet-to-helmet hits, New England Patriots safety Brandon Merriweather was fined $50,000 for launching that hit and others on the Baltimore Ravens' Todd Heap during a particularly violent week in a season in which more than 75 players have suffered concussions. So, how's the NFL crackdown going? Well, depends on who you ask. In a few minutes, Pittsburgh Steelers safety Ryan Clark. But first, Peter King, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He wrote the recent cover story, Concussions, the Hits That Are Changing the Game. So, Peter, explain, what kind of hits is the NFL trying to cut down on?
The hits that the NFL is trying to legislate out of the game are the hits when an offensive player is called a defenseless player. For instance, if a receiver has just caught the ball and has yet to turn up field to run, to look at his surroundings, and to be able to avoid a big hit from someone. Those are the kind of hits, especially the helmet-to-helmet hits, that the league is trying to legislate out of the game as best it can. In some cases, there's no intent whatsoever. You know, James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers was fined $75,000 for a hit in which a member of the Cleveland Browns lowered his head. And so by the time James Harrison saw that the head was lowered, it was too late for him to do anything about it. And he ended up hitting this player for Cleveland in the head with his own helmet. And the reason I feel sorry for him is that it cost him $75,000. And in many cases, these are the kind of hits that an offensive player can help bring on.
Receivers can sometimes be the aggressors, you know, duck their head and like plow down the field. But in week six of the NFL, there was take-your-breath-away violence, as you say, a near-perfect storm of viciousness. You mentioned the James Harrison hit, but there were several other hits. Just give us an example.
One of the hits that has drawn an awful lot of attention was the hit by a member of the New England Patriots, Brandon Merriweather, in which he hit Todd Heap of the Baltimore Ravens. And it looks as though, from the instant replay, that he saw Heap and intentionally came in and popped him with his helmet on top of Heap's helmet, and obviously knocked Heap out of the game.
After week six, the NFL fined a total of three players a total of $175,000. They threatened suspensions if these dirty hits continue. They made a video that was played in the meeting rooms of all 32 pro teams, and it concluded with this warning from NFL VP Ray Anderson.
Gentlemen, you must know that player safety is our highest priority. We've said publicly, and we repeat to all of you, we will not apologize for or be defensive about aggressive enforcement to protect players from illegal and potentially life-altering blows to the head and neck. So please know the rules and play by the rules. You are on notice, and we appreciate your compliance.
Peter King, you write, some players didn't even hear that video because they were so busy catcalling it.
Yeah, in the San Francisco 49ers team meeting room, for instance, some players were throwing things at the big screen, and one guy called out, has this guy ever played before? There's beginning to be, Robin, a disconnect between some defensive and offensive players in the league, because I think some defensive players feel that they're being picked on.
Do you think it's working? In other words, after this crackdown, we're now in week 12, can you see a difference in the game?
As I watch the game every week, I wonder that. And I think the first week there definitely was some difference, because even James Harrison of the Steelers told me that he did change how he hit people. And he actually held up on a violent hit on Ronnie Brown of the Miami Dolphins because he knew that he was targeted and didn't want to get fined again. But, you know, Harrison, a couple of weeks later, did have a hit that brought another fine from the NFL. So I'm not sure that the game has changed at all, but I do know this. The NFL is very serious about this going forward, and many players are going to have to make judgments about whether they want to continually get fined.
Well, and going forward, what do you think will happen? I just want to Actually, before you answer, run through a real brief thumbnail of history, because the game once was so brutal. In 1909, 26 players died, including 10 at the college level. There were no helmets, no forward passes were allowed, just things like a flying wedge where players held hands and mowed people down. It got so bloody and so bad that the president got involved. Teddy Roosevelt, his son Teddy Jr., was playing on the Harvard team. And the rules were changed. They were the same complaints as today, but in fact, football prospered because more people came to it because it was less violent and bloody. What do you think going forward?
Going forward, I would really hope that players have the opportunity to see some of the things that I've seen in terms of studying the brains of former NFL players and also former college players that are being studied by a doctor in Massachusetts. There's a toxic protein called tau that is present in 13 of the 14 brains that this doctor, Ann McKee, has studied. It results from obviously continued hits around the head and neck area. And I just really think that we could get a little bit further away from the debate of we can't stop it, something's got to give because defensive players can't stop doing this. I think if a lot of players saw this, and I've had retired players say, if I had only known then what I know now, I wouldn't have been as adamant, hey, stop trying to change our game, because the game does need to change. You know, middle school, high school coaches and teachers of the game have to make sure that it's not acceptable when they see these huge hits. And, you know, one of the problems is, Robin, the fans go nuts over them. Yeah. When you hear that tremendous sort of clap of thunder that happens when two helmets collide, you know, you're riveted to attention. You say, wow, what a hit that was. And instead, I think we have to have the attitude of, you know, there's something wrong when we hear that noise.
Peter King, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can read his article, Concussions, the Hits That Are Changing the Game, at hereandnow.org. Peter, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you.
Ryan Clark, a safety with the Pittsburgh Steelers, says he does feel that the offensive players are being protected, the defensive players being made the villains. Ryan is also the team's rep to the Players Union. Let's bring him in. He's on his cell phone. Ryan, tell us, how do you feel about the new NFL rules against these illegal helmet-to-helmet hits?
I think it's kind of an overreaction to what some of the media plays up to showing how vicious these hits are. And it's what the NFL uses to promote its sport. They sell pictures of these hits on the internet. Actually, some of the hits in question in week 6 were sold. And so then it's kind of hypocritical to come off and say, okay, we're going to fine these guys, we're going to suspend these guys because of how vicious the hit is. You know, you've always been taught to make tackles with your shoulders, but you lead with your head up. And sometimes it's not that far from your head to your shoulder. You know, I agree. You know, spearing a guy and intentionally trying to hurt a guy, that's not what we want to do. We're just out there trying to play good physical brand of football the way we've been taught. And now you're asking guys in between the ages of 20 and 34 to relearn everything they learned since they were 6 years old. It's kind of tough. And if you don't do it the way they want you to do it, well, we'll just take $50,000 or suspend you.
Well, you say you don't want to hurt people, but your teammate James Harrison, he was one of those fined by the league in week 6. He says he does try to hurt people.
He explained that, or he made the separation between hurting and injuring somebody. To inflict pain is a part of our game. But he also said he doesn't want to put a guy out for the year. And that's what I mean when I say about not hurting it.
Well, we understand defensive players are also saying, wait a minute, you know, we also get hurt. And let's take an example from your game last Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. Now, to set this up for people, what we'll be hearing is the commentator describing a rifle pass from Oakland quarterback Kyle Bowler to his receiver, who's immediately tackled from the front by one of your teammates. But almost at the same moment, you come like a lightning shot and hit him from behind. Let's listen.
A rifle to Jacoby Ford, and a flag comes down. Ryan Clark is down.
There's a completed pass at the conclusion of the play. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, helmet-to-helmet contact, defense number 25. 15-yard penalty will be added to the end of the run. First down.
I'm not so sure this is a good call. It looked like Clark was coming in low.
So, Ryan Clark, what we're seeing is you're the one, after this hit, lying on the ground, kind of a scary moment for those of us watching, but you're the one who gets the foul for roughness for the helmet-to-helmet contact. We just heard the commentator said it looked like you were coming in low. What do you think?
You know, it's like I said, it was a physical play. You know, a guy pushed him in the front, and he kind of got to me a little earlier than I thought he would, but, you know, his head kind of snaps back because of the hit, and, you know, you throw a flag because it's too physical. But that's what our game is about, and that's what our game is supposed to be. You can't adjust the way you play because, you know, it's football, and it's because of what you've been doing. You know, you aim lower, and that's what I did.
Well, but, Ryan, you say you can't change the game, but they have over the years. They've changed it a lot of times. You know, there used to be this flying wedge. They used to play without helmets. They've just even in recent times outlawed, you know, spearing people with your helmet. There's the Brady rule, you know, to try to protect quarterbacks more. So you can change the game.
I said, you know, you can't change the way you play. You leave yourself more susceptible to injuries, also more susceptible to playing very bad football. And not saying that all the rule changes are bad. You understand that.
You know, Ryan, this can get deadly serious, as you know, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we're here in New England and people still remember your hit of Patriots receiver Wes Welker in 2008.
Yeah, the time where I hit him in the chest. Yeah, I remember.
Well, and I'm just saying that it gets, you know, pretty serious, especially with this research that we've seen of retired players, of what happens down the road. Are you at all concerned about what they're seeing in retired players' brains and the amount of dementia and Alzheimer that's being attributed to these hits?
You know, I can be honest. When I signed up to play this, I knew that. The first time my daddy put a helmet on me, I knew there was some risk in this game, you know, and I was willing to take that risk. And I can be honest with you, with the light that it's provided for my family, with the blessings it has given me, the things I've been able to do, I wouldn't change a thing about the way I play or about the fact that I play the game. And if you ask most players who are physical, because of what they're hearing about these head trauma and about the levels of which your brain can be affected, would they give it up and go work a 9-to-5? I don't know, not one.
Well, what about some of the changes in the short term? You know, Nate Jackson also says redesign the helmets so that they're softer outside but still protective inside. Former New England Patriots safety Rodney Harrison says fines aren't enough. Suspend players.
How does Rodney Harrison say that? A guy who was year by year voted dirtiest player in the NFL.
Well, maybe he's got some regrets.
In my opinion, you don't do that. You don't live a certain way and then get out of it and not be able to look back on what you did and the ways you played the game and the person you are and figure, since I'm sitting in this suit and I'm part of this bureaucracy that's not a part of the actual players playing football, to say, oh, suspend this guy for playing a game in a way that was probably cleaner than the way you played it.
Yeah. Ryan, just what about going forward? What do you tell, oh, my nephew of the Cambridge Ringe and Latin Falcons who got a hard hit to the head? What do you tell young people going forward? Might they have to change? You say you can't change. This is what you were taught. Might the game have to change somewhere down the road?
In that, I'm going to say I'm still going to try to hit them the same way. You know, people speak of the Wes Welker hit, and he had a concussion. He was out for the game. If anybody watched the game, they saw over replay through replay, I never touched his head. He got a concussion because of the way he hit the ground. So now we're going to start playing water football. You can't control everything that happens in the game. They told us don't hit people in the head. Okay, we're trying to abide by that. For those who don't, I understand the fine system. But now you give us a fine system, and week six, you decide to change it because you can, because there's no committee, because there's nobody, it's not like Congress, there's nobody policing what you're doing. There's nobody you have to answer to. So you just do what you want. I don't think it's fair.
That's Ryan Clark, defensive safety with the Pittsburgh Steelers, also the team's representative to the Players Union. Ryan, thank you very much, and be safe. Best of luck to you.
All right, God bless.